This is from the Oregon Home Health and Hospice Nurses Strike Kickoff Rally from February 10th outside Peace Health Sacred Heart Home Care Services offices located at 123 International Way in Springfield. Speakers include City of Eugene Mayor Lucy Vinnis, Oregon House Majority Leader Julie Fahey, and Senator James Manning. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends.
As a nurse and a longtime labor ally, Representative Nelson knows our issues because he's lived them. He has spent his career working to heal our communities, help working families, and raise standards for all people. Representative Nelson is a former ONA board member and vice chair of the Legislators' House Committee on Behavioral Health and Healthcare. This legislative session, he is also introducing two bills related to nursing. One to address workplace violence, and one to increase hospital finance transparency. Welcome, Representative Nelson.
Thank you so much, Chris. How's everybody doing? I said, how's everybody doing? Can we give Joe another round of applause? Because the work that home care workers do is truly the Lord's work. When I first became a nurse 20 years ago now, I shadowed a home care nurse because I thought it was something I might want to do. And after shadowing a home care nurse, I decided it was something I didn't want to do. Going into people's homes when they are most vulnerable, going into their environment, not knowing what you are going to get into, not knowing what you are going to see, not knowing what that wound is going to look like, not knowing the state of the condition that child with cancer is in, when you walk into that house, that takes a lot of bravery, and it takes a type of care that most of us just cannot do. And the fact that Peace Health is treating home care workers this way is absolutely an abomination. The fact that they've had over 40 sessions at the bargaining table. 40 sessions. 40? Nope, not 40? Okay, the fact that you've been bargaining for a year. Right?
Unacceptable.
That's unacceptable. The fact that they want to pay you less than your colleagues in the hospital setting when, in my opinion, the work you do is just as hard, if not harder, than the work that many of them do. That's an abomination as well, and it's completely unacceptable. And so know that I stand with you, and I will do all that I can to keep the pressure on Peace Health. Yep. I'm actually a former Peace Health employee. I worked for Peace Health until 2012, and we thought things were bad then. And if you've worked for Peace Health for over a decade, you have seen the decline.
Yes.
You've seen the focus go away from patients towards the profits.
Yes.
You've seen the lack of care for employees.
What do they,
for Peace Health employees, what do they do for you guys for Christmas? This religious institution. What do they do? Nothing. They did absolutely nothing. It's things like that are just awful. And this organization has completely lost touch. And so know that standing out here on strike is the right thing to do. I know you did not want to do it, but withholding your labor when you have an employer that does not respect your labor is the right thing to do. And so know that if you need me, I will be here for you. I already started a couple weeks ago, circulated a letter around the Capitol that was sent to President Liz. And if there are other things that I need to do to help you all send a message to management, know that you can always call on Rep. Nelson. So thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me down, and God bless you. And just like this sign says, Peace Health needs to do better. Thank you for holding them accountable. So as a unionist, you know I love a little chant. So when I say union, you say nurses. Union.
Nurses.
Union.
Nurses.
Union.
Nurses.
Union.
Nurses.
When I say union, you say nurses. Union.
Nurses.
Union.
Nurses.
When I say union, you say nurses. Union.
Nurses.
Union.
Nurses.
Union.
Nurses.
Union.
Nurses.
Union.
Nurses.
Union.
Nurses.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much, Representative Nelson. Up next, I would like to invite Springfield City Councilor Corey Robin.
Springfield is in the house! Although, I do not... I can't follow Nelson. People and patience before profit. Shouldn't be that hard.
Right.
That's what healthcare is all about, right? People and patients. And yet, we're only talking about profit. Boo! As your Springfield City Councilor, I can tell you that we often brag about all of the healthcare and all of the medical businesses that we have in Springfield. And we have nothing to brag about today. I just want to say that I am here. I am for the home care nurses, many of whom, and I was chatting with some today, live in Springfield, send their kids to Springfield schools, are part of this community. These are our people who are part of this community. Those fat cats. Folks driving around in their Maseratis are not part of this community. We have got to stand together. We are united. We are behind you. We will be out here with you all week on this picket line. And I'm hoping, I'm not, like I said, I'm not as good as Rev Nelson, but join me in saying people and patience before profit.
Yeah. People and patience before profit.
Next, I'm proud to introduce a leader that I've been privileged to vote for many times, Eugene Mayor Lucy Venice. So Mayor Venice is a strong advocate for nurses and patients. She has stood and fought side by side with ONA nurses on many issues, including pushing back against Peace Health's care cuts in our community, including the closure of University District. So please help me in welcoming Mayor Lucy Venice.
Thank you all. I am proud to stand here in solidarity with all of you. Thank you for standing up for your rights. Thank you for the Oregon Nurses Association, for the union organizing, and for bringing you all together. So give yourselves a round of applause. And as you know, I am the mayor of a city that lost its only emergency department because of a business. So we know from that a couple of things, right? That Peace Health is making a decision on their own without reference to community needs to meet their financial constraints. And secondly, we know that the healthcare system is broken. And it's broken because the essential of healthcare are nurses. And if nurses have to fight for essential benefits to be able to live in our community, to pay their rent, to take care of their children, to buy their groceries, to manage, that system is unsustainable. And it has an impact on all of us because of the essential service of healthcare. I had said earlier to someone, We make a mistake in our society because we think of infrastructure as sort of roads and pipes and electricity and water, but actually healthcare and housing, these are essential infrastructure. So I want to take a moment and thank all the legislators who are here, the state legislators, to Congresswoman Val Hoyle, to my colleagues in Springfield, because we are all in this together and we do this work together. And what we recognize in this broken system is how, for the city of Eugene, the work that we need to do in order to make sure that our community has the health care that we need, that's accessible, that will help us at a time like an ice storm, where it's robust enough, people can get to work and they can do that work. And as we are sort of recalibrating how our emergency services work, and we've been very grateful and dependent on what the state legislature is doing, we're recognizing that one of the key things we need in order to make sure people get health care is that they get health care where they live.
Yep.
That we come to them with assistance so that they do not have to come to the emergency room, wait in a long line, and deteriorate while they're waiting. You all provide that absolutely essential component of our health care. And it is not only, it is going to be even more important in our community tomorrow than it is today.
Yes.
So investing in you, investing in your work and your expertise, in your courage and perseverance, your compassion, is the essential component for how this community will get from where we are today with inadequate services to where we need to be with adequate services, with people who are healthy and who are taken care of in their own homes, where they have the best chance of recovery. I am with you. I am with you. I will be with you as you need me. Thank you for standing strong because we depend on you.
Thank you, Mayor Vest. So, because our cause is just, we have supporters standing with us from across the state and even across the country.
Woo!
Well, he cannot attend in person today. We are thrilled to have a representative from U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley's office, Sophia Francia. Senator Merkley and Sophia and the rest of the senator's team are working tirelessly to improve health care across the U.S. This includes working to address the nursing shortage by increasing support for nursing education and the legislation through, and through legislation like the Future Advancements of Academic Nursing Act. So please help me in welcoming Sophia.
The senator wishes he could be here today, but I'm honored to be here and read a statement from him for you all. Greetings. I stand in solidarity with you, the dedicated nurses at Peace Health Sacred Heart Home Care Services, in your efforts to reduce turnover, protect patient care, and receive equitable compensation.
Yes.
As the husband of a nurse, I've seen close up how difficult nurses' jobs are and how important the care you provide to patients is in their recovery. Nurses in every corner of Oregon and all across the country provide crucial care, support, and advocacy for their patients and families during some of their most difficult moments. Your commitment to ensuring the well-being of those in need cannot be overstated. This mass exit from the profession poses a severe threat to patient care, as experienced and compassionate nurses like you all are irreplaceable in delivering the specialized care that home care services demand. Nursing is not an easy profession.
No.
But it is without question one of our most important.
Yes.
This is why I am proud to be a founding co-chair of the Senate Nursing Caucus. I am committed to working with my colleagues to address issues affecting the nursing community and to ensure that all Americans have affordable, high-quality access to the great care that you provide. Inequitable compensation jeopardizes patient care and places an unfair burden on the dedicated nurses who remain.
Yep. Yes.
I stand with ONA Home Care and Hospice Nurses in your fight for a contract that recognizes your invaluable contributions, allowing you to continue your vital work with the dignity and commitment you bring to every patient's home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In solidarity, Senator Jeff Merkley.
Thank you so much, Sophia, and Senator Merkley. We really appreciate that. For those of you that don't know, Sophia did mention this, but Senator Merkley's wife, Mary, is an accomplished home care nurse in the Portland area and a longtime ONA member. And they were on strike early last year as well. We very much appreciate her work and Senator Merkley's continued support for the nurses in our community's healthcare. So next up is one of our striking nurses, Heather Herbert. Heather and I actually went to nursing school at Lane Community College about 10 years ago. Heather is a former hospital nurse at Riverbend and current hospice nurse who specializes in pediatric hospice care. ONA nurses and Peace Health Sacred Heart Home Services are the only home care nurses in our area who treat pediatric patients. Just another reason why we need their care. So please help me in welcoming Heather.
So 10 years ago, I got my first job at Riverbend, and I've been with hospice for about 4 years, and I still use all of my same skills that I provided when I was working in the hospital. Working with IVs, tubes, drains, wound care, I work on call. A lot of people don't fully understand what hospice is, and it's scary for many people to think about. I partner with families to take care of their loved ones who are dying, and together we write the last chapter in someone's lives. I became a hospice nurse to give people peace in the final moments of their life and give families the ability to celebrate and honor their loved one in a way that they want. And I love my job. And I know all of my other hospice nurses, they love their job. Caring for people in their homes is different than going to the hospital or the doctor's office, and they go through and move through that system. In home care, the patient is in charge, and we move at their pace. Guests are nurse, or blah, blah, blah. Nurses are guests in someone's home, whether it's a mansion on a hill or a broken down RV with no running water. First, we listen to the patient and the family, and then we offer tools and resources to honor them. From Oak Ridge to Triangle Lake, we show up on day one with an emergency plan. We find the medication, equipment for families so they don't have to worry. Plans for helping them with breathing or with pain. Instead of worry, families can now spend time together. When unforeseen emergencies happen, we show up because we are now 911 and we are open 24 hours a day. Next 24-hour day shifts. It used to be when emergencies came up, we could call the office and they would clear my schedule and give me time. Another nurse would pick up my visits. But now we have lost too many nurses.
Yep.
Recently, I had a family who had an emergency. The patient became delirious, was not able to speak clearly, followed directions and was falling. Either the patient or the family was gonna get hurt. I placed a catheter and I was there for many hours adjusting his medications, and I would not leave until that patient and family was comfortable with the new plan.
Woo! Yeah. Woo!
That's what they deserve.
Yep. Yes.
But we didn't have staff that day to clear my schedule, and I had to see the rest of my patients as well. And I work with patients of all ages, from over 100 years old to parents who know that their newborn will not live long. I help parents say hello and goodbye. I work with dying children. Can you imagine telling the parents of a dying child that you have to leave early because of Peace Health staffing crisis? I am afraid. We have never had a retention problem before. And great nurses are leaving because other jobs pay better. We are just like everyone else. Yeah. We have bills, mortgages, daycare. We're single parents. We need wage equality to keep our nurses and hire new ones. Nurses can't afford to take a pay cut to come and work here. To recruit and retain nurses, we need equality. And I cannot stress enough, we are not asking for more. We are not asking for special treatment. We just want equality. The way it has always been here at East Health. And all the other standards for the other Peace Health systems in Oregon, Washington, Alaska, even our colleagues at the hospital at Peace Harbor on the coast, they get equality. We should get equality. No one likes to talk about my job, but death is inevitable for everyone, and it will come for all of us. And when it is our time, the time of our spouse, the time of our children, you want a good hospice nurse. And right now, we are losing the nurses to care for people. And Peace Health is driving us away.
Shame on you, Peace Health!
And that is why we are striking here today. We believe in our community and that our families deserve great home health and hospice care. And we are striking to make sure that they get it.
Up next, we have House Majority Leader Julie Fahey. Majority Leader Fahey represents West Eugene and Veneta in the state legislature and is set to become the next House Speaker. She is a longtime supporter of nurses and healthcare professionals, including being a key champion in passing Oregon's best in the nation safe staffing law, House Bill 2697. Please help me in welcoming Majority Leader Fahey.
Hi, everyone. I'm Julie Fahey, and I'm here standing in solidarity with our home care nurses as they fight for a fair contract. First, I just want to say Heather was interviewed on OPB this week with Think Out Loud. Who, anyone listen to that interview? She did an amazing job, not just talking about the strike and how important it is, but also about the critical work that home care nurses do, how you care for some of the most vulnerable people in our community, and how for people who are dying, you give them and their families respect and dignity in their final days. So thank you so much for speaking about what's at stake here. So to the nurses who are out on strike today, I want to say you have done something incredibly courageous by standing up to Peace Health. And I want you to know that we are with you. Your community stands with you.
That's right!
We see your sacrifices and we hear your voices and we are committed to fighting with you for a fair contract. Your fight is not just about this contract. It is part of a broader movement of workers all across this country who are standing up and saying, we deserve better wages, hours, and work. It has been an amazing thing to see over the last few years. To everyone from the community who has joined us today to support our workers, who is here because you love a home care nurse? Because you support home care nurses, and because you want them to have a fair contract. Together, we must continue to fight for a healthcare system that values and uplifts every single one of its workers. We must stand with our home care nurses, not just because it's the right thing to do, but because our communities, our constituents, depend on the care that they provide. Without their dedication, expertise, and compassion, many people in our communities would not get the care that they need and would not get the respect that they need from our healthcare system. So thank you.
Love you.
To management at Peace Health, I want to say it's time.
Yep.
It is time to pay our home care nurses fairly. It is time to prioritize the well-being of our all of our healthcare workers, and it is time to invest and ensure that every nurse in this system is treated with respect and dignity and equality. It is time for a fair contract. Yeah! When I say fair contract, you say now. Fair contract!
Now!
Fair contract!
Now!
Fair contract!
Now!
Thank you, everyone. Woo!
So much, Majority Leader Peggy. Next, I would like to introduce our second to last speaker. ONA President Tammy Klein. Tammy has spent years as a practicing nurse at Good Shepherd in Hermiston and leads the more than 18,000 nurses and health professionals ONA represents throughout Oregon. Please help me in welcoming Tammy.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah.
As Chris said, I am Tammy Klein. I am from Hermiston, Oregon, and I am most honored to be the president of the Oregon Nurses Association. I'm here today to support you, to support the patients, to support this strike.
Yeah.
I believe you deserve a fair contract. I believe your community deserves a fair contract.
Yes.
And I believe this fight matters. Yes. And I know we're going to work together to win.
Yeah!
I got into nursing for the same reason many of you here got into nursing. And it wasn't for the money. I got in it because I care.
Yeah.
I care for my communities, I care for my neighbors, and I care for my loved ones. I believe that I didn't go into nursing to make that money, and I certainly didn't go into nursing to get a $1 million bonus or $4 million a year to tell you what to do.
Or a Maserati.
But we've spent a lot of hours in nursing being told not to care for our patients, being told to make inappropriate decisions, and being pushed to the next patient through to take what we're offered because it's all we're going to get. Well, I'm sick and tired of that, and I know you guys are too.
Yeah.
Nurses have been bargaining at the table for the last year, fighting for the tools, resources, and support that you need to care for your patients.
Yeah.
We're ready to reach a fair deal, anywhere, anytime. Going to sit down and listen to another PSELF executive tell us to give our communities worse care just so that they can get a bigger bonus check. We're not going to listen to Peace Health tell us to jeopardize our patients' care because healing them, I mean really healing them, isn't good for their quarterly budget.
Yep. Yep.
We're out here because we are going to let Peace Health not get away with this anymore. As I was going through my multiple emails, which I probably get about 100 a day, I was reading an email from the WSNA Nurses Association. And that email goes like this. This is a tribute to a Peace Health hospice nurse that on his very first visit into a home was murdered by the grandson. The grandson, the company that sent them there knew that this grandson had a problem with violence. They knew that this home health hospice nurse was not safe in that environment. However, they still sent them in there. And this is what they said about this man, but it's about every single person standing here in this profession. Home health nurses are a tough breed, willing to work in homes with unpleasant odors, filthy floors, unhealthy air quality, ambient temperatures that are uncomfortably hot or cold, insufficient lighting, no surface area to set up a clean work area, and no chair for the nurse to sit on. We often are sitting on the floor or bent over a bed that is too low. We perform procedures that require three hands without any help. To succeed as a home health nurse, one must have a strong assessment skills, including listening, keen clinical decision-making skills, creative problem-solving, a willingness to engage in forthright communication, attention to detail, self-confidence, proficient time management, understanding of adult learning principles, motivational interviewing skills, the ability to steer to the end of a topic in a conversation, flexibility, a good sense of humor, lots of patience, empathy, interpersonal skills to develop therapeutic relationships with varying personality types, tact, and diplomacy. That's what these nurses are doing, and they are being told that they're not good enough. They are. Exactly.
They should be
every present. Nurse that is working home health hospice know that you are good enough. So here I am to make sure your voices are heard and that we keep fighting until we get the respect, support, and resources you and your community and your patients deserve. To paraphrase something I've heard Heather say, and I was very impressed, as nurses, our loyalty is to our patients and to each other, not to Peace Health. And we're going to keep fighting until our patients, our co-workers, and our communities get the care and support we need. Thank you for the work you do, and thank you for having me here today. I've been to this community quite a few times for you guys, and I will come back and fight for you every time you need me. Now let's get out there and get a contract that's fair and the contract that you deserve.
Thank you so much, Tammy. Last but certainly not least, is Congresswoman Val Foyle. So, Congresswoman Foyle serves Oregon's 4th Congressional District, including Lane County. Previously, she served as Oregon's Labor Commissioner, where she ensured workers are paid the wages and benefits they're owed and expanded the Oregon Family Leave Act. In Congress, she introduced the Affordable Pricing for Taxpayer-Funded Prescription Drugs Act, which presented pharmaceutical companies from price gouging. We are thrilled she can be with us today. So please help me in welcoming Congresswoman.
Thank you. I also want to say I am a proud co-sponsor of the PRO Act because everybody should be able to organize. So I came in last night. Usually when we have a short weekend before votes, and there's a lot of crazy votes, I just stay in D.C. because it takes a long time to get back. But I was not going to miss this. Because our nurses, they don't give up. They don't go on strike easily. I mean, they all put up with a lot. But they're like, they care about their patients. So for nurses to go on strike, you know it's a problem. For 1 year, all these nurses who do everything that nurses in the hospital do in conditions that are nowhere near as easy to work in. So they do go into dangerous places. They do go into really extreme situations. And we need highly qualified registered nurses working with people at their end of life care. So my mother entered into hospice 3 months ago. Sometimes she knows who's there, sometimes she doesn't. She has very complex medical needs. She wants to be able to die at home. And we have hospice nurses that come in 3 days a week so that she can have the kind of end-of-life experience that everyone deserves. When we hear about nurses that are there when someone's child is dying, and Peace Health wants to say that that doesn't matter, that is wrong. But here's what they're doing, if you haven't figured it out, is they don't want to handle hospice care. So they think they can wait us out. They think we'll be asleep at the wheel. Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but the labor movement is not asleep at the wheel. And we are not going to let you nurses be there alone. The whole House of Labor will be here for as long as it takes. They are not going to win. They are not going to let our most vulnerable people at the end of their lives suffer alone with lower quality care. Here's something else. So as these nurses go on strike, and again, they wanted nothing more than to be able to work and be paid what every other Peace Health nurse is getting. Right? Not asking for more, just the same. Yeah. Well, meanwhile, Peace Health is paying traveling nurses more. Yeah. People that come from outside of our community, a lot more. These are people who don't come from here, and again, do really, they do important work, but they don't have relationships with these people, right? They're doing that because they think they can wait us out and they can privatize as part of our business because it's not profitable. Yep. Yep. Well, this is a nonprofit last time I checked. Yeah. And if you're getting state and federal money, then you better put patients first. Yeah. We'll not stand for them walking away from our most vulnerable. So we're not asleep at the wheel. We are not going to leave you alone. We will be here as long as it takes. And this group of people here, this is just a small representation of how many people will be here. 2 days ago, I talked to Liz Shuler, also an Oregonian, and first female president of the AFL-CIO, and I told her about what's happening here, and I invited her to come out, and I told her how important it is that the labor movement in the United States needs to be behind our nurses. I talked to the governor, I let her know, we need to hold them accountable. If they're taking our tax dollars, then they better take care of the people who need it most. We're with you. Yes. Union Proud!
Thank you, Congresswoman Boyle. So I'd like to thank all our outstanding speakers today, and thank all of you for joining us, from our union partners, community partners, friends, family, loved ones, pets. It means so much to our home care nurses to have the support.
Yes!
So this concludes our speaker portion.
Wait, Chris.
Oh, yes, Travis.
I just have a quick question.
Yes, what's up? So, we have a Senator Manning here. Many of you know.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Congresswoman Boyle. Thank you for being here.
Union Proud.
Soon to be Speaker Julie Fahey. My colleague and good friend, Representative Travis Nelson. Let's go. Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to stand with you today. Since I've been on this journey, I've always stood side by side with the nurses. When I get the call, I say, what do you want me and what time? You never had to ask me a second time because I stand with you. I believe what you're doing. I have a sister that's an RN. I have told the story about my sister and the work and the sacrifices she's done so many years, and I see that in that look in every nurse that I come across. And I just walk up to you and say thank you. I served 24 years active duty Army, and some of the things that you endure, we don't even endure in the military. And you keep coming back because you are committed, you're dedicated, you care. That's what your profession is about, helping those that are in need in their last moments of life. You go into these homes not knowing what to expect. The bravery that you show and that you demonstrate, and you don't think about your own safety. That's truly amazing. That is characteristic of selfless service. And you don't do it for the money. You do it for patient-centered care. You do it for the families. You do it each and every day. When you're called, you say where and what time. I'll be there. That is your motto. Where do you need me? When? I'll be there. And I want to thank you for that. It is not an easy job. My heart is with you on this day. And each time you need me, I've been here with you before. I've been to other hospitals. I've been to other places. And all I need to know from you is where and when. And I will be there. Thank God that we have nurses that are so brave to be out here now. For the people at Peace Health.
Tell them.
I think, the Congress lady said it right. If you are receiving federal funds and state funds, beware. I'm watching you. I am watching you. The letter that Representative Nelson sent, you sent it to my office as well. I signed off on it with no questions, because anything that has Representative Travis Nelson's name on it is a good thing. So I thank him for allowing me to even sign off on something like that. But I did write a letter to the leadership here at Peace Health. And I told them that they need to do the right thing.
Yes.
They need to come to the table and be fair, honest, because home care, hospice nurses deserve an equal pay as any other nurse. As a matter of fact, you deserve a raise. You deserve a raise. So I want you to know, again, thank you for everything that you do, your sacrifices. You're walking into dangerous, unknown territories, and yet you do it each and every time you call. What time? What do you need me? I'll be there. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Senator Manning. And he's definitely sticks by that. He's been to every single picket, town hall. Our legislators show up. So that concludes our speaker portion.
Well, just to dovetail on our last two speakers, Al Hoyle and Senator Manning, thank you, is that, yes, they're still taking the money that they were getting this last couple of weeks, this last year, whatever, for care that they're not going to be providing in the next 2 weeks. You know that they're, So they're taking that money, and it's close to as fraud as it's going to get. I've heard these case managers say, we've got patients that need to be seen 3 times a week. They're going to be lucky if they get it once in the next 2 weeks. We have care, we have wound care that has to be done. We have meds that need to be given. We have spies that need to be taken. And we have... And just to address that elephant in the room that, yes, there are scabs in there. Yes. I am sad to say. And that is kind of a disgrace to nursing and to the union that we have those that are going to be crossing our picket line. And they don't even have the guts to cross the picket line. Yeah. They're going to work remote.
Wow.
They don't even have the guts to face you. Yeah. So, you know, when you go back to work, you can look at those nurses and know they're really not a nurse, because if they were a nurse, they would be out here with you. What's left in there is subpar. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
So let's try this one more.
Yes!
So we've got a new chant leader, apparently. So when I say, who are we, I want you to repeat O&A. Who are we?
O&A!
Who are we?
O&A!
Who are we?
O&A!
Yeah. So thank you all. So we are now strike ready. Today we will be holding the picket until about 2 p.m. I'd also like to invite everyone to join us Monday through Friday. We'll be right here, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. until February 24th.
We'll be here.
We have parking available at our strike headquarters, which is down on the corner of this street and whatever it was, Gateway. I don't remember the address, sorry. International Gateway, 1075. And we will be running shuttles transporting folks to this location and to other locations around this loop here. We want to make sure that we hold the line. We have a number of labor partners that have agreed not to cross the line. Which is fantastic. Thank you to all of our labor partners, union partners. We've got GTF, we've got Teamsters, we've got... The list is past me. The list just goes on and on and on. We really appreciate you showing up for us today.
Don't back down! Yeah.
So now I'd like to turn your attention to our picket captains, who at some point will be wearing very bright colored vests, but they don't have them yet. And we're going to start our picket line. So thank you all again. We really appreciate it. All right, let's start our picket line.
Now it's a time of great decision. Are we to stay or up and quit? There's no avoiding this conclusion. Our town is turning into sheet.
Be seated.
This is a song that I used to do in the days when I was known as Lane Lovish, and it's called New Toy.
Thank you.
There's a scourge threatening the airwaves right now. I'm talking about that earworm wrangler and rhyme criminal, Justin Bieber. I don't care if he gets his coke from Colombia, his product from Pennsylvania. He should be arrested just for rhyming holy with hold me. His music is vapid. His lyrics are trite. Now don't kill Justin Bieber. Cutting his hair will only slow him down. If you want to stop Justin Bieber and others like him, go to kepw.org and become a sustaining member, or just send a couple of dollars. We're all volunteers, so you get more bang for your buck. Go to kepw.org and stop inane music today.
Brought to you by Silt River Tree Museum and Casino. Built on the site where an actual ancient rainforest once stood, see a full-scale replica of a Douglas fir tree. See pictures of trees larger in diameter than a man is tall. Trout and salmon that once choked the rivers of the Northwest will sing to you in our Chamber of Taxidermy. Hear the disaffected sounds of Feller Buncher and his Bunch of Fellers, an all-ex-logger band, in our simulated wood amphitheater. Take the Oregon Desert Highway to the clear-cut road exit, turn right at the stump in the road, and you're at Silt River Tree Museum and Casino. Free parking, kids a buck and a half, closed during summer months due to melting asphalt, giant locusts, and methyl ethyl hydroxy colchicine slag emissions. Brought to you by Crazy Larry MD's Procedure Emporium, where they're crazy for your health care. Hi, I'm Crazy Larry MD from Crazy Larry MD's Procedure Emporium, where we're crazy for your health care. We guarantee to charge you only 100% of what your insurance pays after they pay it, or whatever's higher, with approved collateral. Come on down, we'll give you a free ride in my Bugatti. Our internationally sought surgeon will have you for dinner once you pay your bill. Free vasectomy by Rabbi Cutswell with every operation. This week's special, open heart surgery, just $50,000, sutures not included. At Crazy Larry MD's, call for the latest location. I'm crazy for your healthcare.